It's like my thing about American people that bothers me the most is that you guys are fucking helpless. You can't be helped at all. You all talk about how much you hate the government, yet if the government tells you to hate this person over here because of some kind of offense or something, you guys jump right on board and you hate them. Rather than say, hey, wait a minute, I hate the government. Therefore, an enemy of my enemy is, you know, my friend. You guys aren't thinking like that. You hate the government for these reasons and are down with the government. But then the second the government tells you that this person's a bad person, you jump right in. Oh, that's a terrible person because the government tells me so. You American people are fucking idiots. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the office, it's a mutual enemy of mine. Do you understand? They are not a friend of mine. Democrats and Republicans are all two sides of the same fucking coin who are owned by the same group of people. This is precisely why I hate you fucking people. You recognize all of these genders, but you cannot see past the two-party system. You Americans are fucking retarded. I have to often tell you this shit. I don't know how often I have to tell you this, but I tell you often. Don't let these people tell you who to hate and who to like. Don't tell them. Don't let these people tell you that so-and-so over here is a bad person. Don't let them tell you that. You know, it's just you guys. This is why BRICS nations are going to fucking surpass you. Because they understand the principle of what I'm talking about. You guys are so eager to let illegal immigrants in from Venezuela. Because you all think that, like Mexicans, you think that because they're from South America, they're going to be happy doing your landscaping and doing your yards and all of that shit. These people are coming from Venezuela. That's a place where every day there is January 6th. These people love fighting. They love fucking fighting. You've invited in a bunch of people that are just going to directly challenge white people. There is going to be a big bait and switch that the government is going to do to the American people. And I guarantee you, a lot of American people are going to want to leave. If you are breathing air, this machine is trying to figure out a way to make money off of every breath you take. It's time to start getting yourself someplace safe. If you honestly think that preparing means protecting the property that belongs to you, it's not your property. You're better off selling your property, taking your money, stuffing it in a backpack and walking around homeless, sleeping in a hotel every night or something. You're better off doing that. Because that property, when it's time to take it back from you, they're going to take it from you. No amount of guns is going to stop them. America is a young, dumb fucking country. On the global stage, America is a country full of teenagers. The fact that Americans seem to think there's more than two genders means that the ruling class is fucking bored. They're so bored with being on top that they have to make up shit. That's what that means. It's funny how the white race, we always fuck up like this. Fucking throughout history, it happened in Greece, happened in Rome. We always fuck up like this. We get too complacent. Okay, all of this gender talk, this is just proof that we are complacent. And if you look at history, this is always how it goes down for white people, for Edomites. Every great white civilization collapsed because it became complacent. It got bored. And you know, there is always a strong homosexual element present. Always. Always present at the end of a white civilization. There's always the gay shit. Always the homosexual shit. Fucking staples of a declining white population. Unfucking believable, man. I mean, there comes a point where you have to like really wake up to the fact that this place is fucking cancer. And you have to own it. America is fucking cancer. Now, either you can be the problem or you can be the antidote. That's what this time is about, people. It's about separating from the fucking wolves. Okay? That's what it's all about. You cannot sit here and defend this shit. You cannot defend the LGBT. You cannot defend the more than two sexes. You cannot defend the kids that are being used for God knows fucking what. You can't defend the Vatican and their history of doing things to kids. You can't defend any of this shit. It's cancer. And it's spreading. And you have to figure this out really soon, man. Because we're running out of time. Get your shit together. Get your shit together.